Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
There's a snap. There's a kick. It is up. It is no good. No one missed. 4 seconds left. The Giants have won Super Bowl 25 by the score of 20-19.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Right back at it on The Fan in New York. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, taking calls, talking sports. Joining me right now, the legendary voice of Ed Randall. Ed Randall talking baseball. What's up, Eddie?
Wow. Legendary. Wow. Thank you. Thank
Here we
you
go.
Very much. I don't know who writes your material, but thank you.
Nah, you know, just respect, man. I appreciate you. I think you've got a great personality. You've had great shows, and like you said when I was talking to you, some people think my name is Ed Randall talking baseball from the show, so pleasure.
Thank you.
Ed, let's get right to it. I brought you on because, again, you know, you're raising awareness. I remember when you did the prostate exam testing at Yankee Stadium, I think 2 years ago I had you on, and I was pleased with the turnout and you telling me how many people showed up saying that they heard you on my show, so I'll give you the floor so that we can, you know, speak to the people again and let them know what's going on.
Well, it's just so kind of you, Keith, to have me back on. Thank you so much. September has been Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and as Bob Murphy would say, the great Bob Murphy, the happy recap for all that we did at Fans for the Cure. We went back to Yankee Stadium, Keith, for our 11th annual free screening before and during the game with the Boston Red Sox, screened more than 200 guys. Over the 11 years, we've screened more than 2,000 guys. 2 days before, we were in Seattle for our first screening with the Seattle Mariners before and during their game with San Diego, and we screened about 100 guys up there. And then to bring attention to Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, Keith, I had 30 catches in 30 days. I actually had more than 30 catches in 30 days. Yesterday, I had a catch in front of Tavern on the Green with Tony Danza, and that was 42 catches in 30 days. But I had a catch with Cardinal Dolan. I had a catch with Bob Costas. I had a catch with Boomer in the hallway at WFAN.
Yes, sir.
With Tiki in the hallway at WFAN. With Phil Sims this past Thursday night. So it was just a wonderful opportunity. And guys just love having catches, Keith. It just brings us back to when we were little kids. We also did two events in Harlem, a very, very important community for us because prostate cancer in the African-American community is 2 to 3 times higher than it is in the white community. We did five community health events in New York and New Jersey. We had radio PSAs running on your sister station, on WINS, and also we're just very, very busy. This is our September is our busiest month, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to give you the happy recap.
Yeah, of course. I just know it's important. Like you said, it's something that affects the African-American community. As I'm getting older, you know, I used to never go to the doctor. I used to never worry about these things. Now that I have a son, I'm very much, you know, going to the doctor and getting my checks. And sometimes people just need to be listening to the radio to get a little bit of a reminder for that. So go to fansforthecure.org. Ed Randall is the man. He's raising awareness. And make sure you get checked out today. Ed, I told you I got to ask you about baseball, though. I was just speaking about Pete Rose, and I never got to see Pete Rose play. So if you were, you know, speaking to the younger audience that listens to my show, what kind of player was Pete Rose? We'll leave all the other stuff out of it. But what type of baseball player was he from what you got to see?
I love the way he played the game, Keith, and I wish everybody in baseball would stop flipping the bats and staring before they decide to run to first base. You can regulate effort, and Pete Rose never regulated his effort. He was extraordinary, busting it out of the batter's box. You know, you and I know, the audience knows, we rate players, we look at the greatest players and say, well, he's a five-tool guy. A hit, run, throw, hit with powered field. Pete Rose had none of those, none of those five. And yet he willed himself to have more hits than anybody in the history of the game. Nobody's going to come close to that, I don't think. And he was an all-star at five different positions. He started at second base with the Cincinnati Reds in 63. He was named Rookie of the Year. He beat out Ron Hunt of the Mets, which upset a lot of Mets fans when they didn't have much to root for in 1963, the second year. And then he moved from second to third, and he went to the outfield, and he played first base in Philadelphia when he went there, and he willed them to their World Series along with Dallas Green in 1980. He was just extraordinary and a great teammate and somebody who just loved the game, lived for the game. And that was obvious in the way in which he played.
Yes, sir. Well said. You mentioned the Mets, and I'm watching them right now. I've dubbed them the Make It Happen Mets. I just have seen them be resilient. I've seen them impose their will, have the will to win. They're up 8-4. How about that game yesterday? What do you think about this team? A lot of people have been calling them the Miracle Mets.
You know, I cover most every game, and when the Dodgers left town, I thought to myself, this is really bad. I mean, they talk about a transition year. I don't see it. And yet here we are in October, when they had the famous meeting on May 29th, that Lindor called, there was a collective will that we've got to do better than this, and we are better than this. And then they go out from June on and have the best record in the major leagues. They answered every single challenge, even in September when there were games that had to be won. They won it, and you give them tremendous credit. And here they are in October. Keith, I don't think you, certainly I didn't, nobody thought that this team was going to be in the postseason after they let Buck Showalter go last year.
Correct. No, we didn't. I mean, nobody at WFAN was saying, oh, yeah, it's a lock for them to be a postseason team. They were doubted every time. They were doubted just this past weekend. So, yeah, it's a remarkable story. I think it's a great story for baseball, for fans, and obviously, these Mets fans are living in it right now, and it's looking pretty good. Don't want to jinx anything, but it's looking pretty good. Ed, thanks for the time tonight. You're the man. I'll see you soon, whether it's at a golf outing, whether it's a charity event, something. You know, I know I'll run into you.
Keith, I look forward to it. Thank you so much for this opportunity. And just one last word about prostate cancer, and I am a prostate cancer survivor. There are no symptoms in 90% of all cases. So for the love of God, please, if you're listening tonight after the age of 40, please go get a simple PSA blood test. And thank you again for this opportunity, Keith. Best wishes to you.
No problem. Thank you, Ed. Once again, it's fansforthecure.org. Go check it out. Think about it. It's not going to take you too much time, and it could actually really help you out. So thanks to Ed Randall. Thanks for listening to our little interview here. That's the first hour of my show. The Mets lead 8-4 in the top of the eighth. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.